Back to basics. That's the way the Abbott government is selling its mooted changes to the national school curriculum. The plan will focus on teaching literacy and numeracy in the early years. It's also calling for decluttering a syllabus which demands that engagement with Asia, sustainability and Indigenous culture be embedded in every subject. Christopher Pyne is the Education Minister. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Christopher Pyne, if these plans are accepted, what will be the focus of the core curriculum?
Well, the core curriculum will continue to focus around English, history, maths and science. The difference would be that in primary school years, there'd be a focus on literacy and numeracy and getting the basics right before children emerge into senior school. There's a lot of common sense in this review around trying to get more depth rather than breadth in primary school, around engaging parents more in their children's education and in making the themes fit the curriculum rather than the other way around, making the curriculum try and fit the themes.
Now, you want to declutter the curriculum and focus on what's essential, but here your reviewers don't actually agree, do they? One wants to focus on reading, writing and arithmetic in the first few years, while the other wants the core to be English, math, science and history.
Yes, that's right. There's an option for the education ministers to consider whether they want to go just to literacy and numeracy in the first 3 years or whether they want to continue with maths and science, English and history, but obviously in a much more decluttered way, focusing on content rather than trying to make every piece of curriculum fit Aboriginal history, our place in Asia and sustainability.
Do you have a preference between those two?
Well, I've released an initial Australian government response because I don't want the education ministers to feel that this isn't a collaborative effort. I really want this curriculum to be the best it can be in the world, and I don't want the education ministers, who in the end run all the schools, to decide that they're not going to be part of the cooperative approach. So I'm not going to try and put my opinion publicly about these issues, but I will sit down with the education ministers and work through what's best, and of course with the Australian Curriculum and Reporting Authority, because they are the ones who do the redrafting of the curriculum. But this is a very important review, and it'll make a big difference if most of its recommendations are...
Now, there were arguments, including by your reviewers, that there was too much ideology embedded in the current curriculum, but isn't it ideological to argue or say that many argue that the place of religion, belief systems and values is not being addressed at the moment?
Well, you can't have it both ways. I mean, that's like saying, because I got to the agenda first and decided what should be on it, therefore, if anyone comes along later, they're being ideological and trying to change it. Simple truth is that the reviewers found that there isn't enough in the curriculum on our Western civilization, that sometimes Western civilization is covered in a negative way as an embarrassment rather than the positives around the rule of law and democracy and scientific research and the Enlightenment, etc., which are things we should be proud of. And they say that the curriculum should be balanced between our Western civilization and obviously the rich, important and diverse Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander history that we share.
Understood. But when you call for more emphasis on morals, values and belief systems, they're always going to be loaded, aren't they? Shouldn't that be left up to parents?
Well, the review also says that there needs to be more sex education in schools because it's the one neutral place where young people can find out information about their sexuality, about drugs and so on, whereas at home and amongst their friends, they often get a very biased opinion.
When will the change come, do you think? Not 2015 as you'd hoped?
No, I think it's too late for 2015. I hope it'll be 2016. I don't see any reason why it shouldn't, but we don't want to get the cart before the horse. We have to get the education ministers to agree that this curriculum review, the curriculum needs to be altered in a positive way, and that might well take time. I hope that they'll want to work collaboratively with me to bring it about.
And should the body that developed the curriculum, the Australian Curriculum Assessment Authority, be responsible for reviewing it? Isn't that a conflict of interest?
Well, the Australian Curriculum and Reporting Authority will need to make changes based on this review, should they be agreed to, and they are the correct authority to implement any changes to the curriculum because they are responsible for it.
Now, looking at what the premiers want, though, don't the premiers want more money, and aren't they still insisting that you aren't giving them enough and that you should honour the full six-year funding commitment from Gonski?
Oh, look, that's a very old argument.
It's pretty new to them, isn't it? They want to continue it.
No, look, this curriculum review is about improving the outcomes of students, not about money. We're putting 8% more money into education every year for the next 3 years and 6% in the fourth year. Student schools are awash with extra funds from the Commonwealth Government. In fact, we're putting $1.2 billion more in than Labor would have if they had been re-elected.
And but that's not the way the states are seeing it at all, is it?
It's not an opportunity to reopen the funding debate. It really is. It's a bit asinine in Australia that we can't discuss the curriculum without some voices immediately shouting for more money. There's a lot more to school education, including parental engagement, teacher quality, the curriculum itself, than there is just about demanding more money. We are putting more money in, a great deal more money in, over the next 4 years than the last 4 years, and schools have all the money they need to get the outcomes for our students.
Look, on your higher education reforms, how are negotiations going with the minor parties?
Well, they're ongoing. The Senate committee is having hearings at the moment into the higher education bill, the reform bill, and I'm very hopeful that we'll get to a landing by the end of this year that brings about major change for the benefit of students and universities. And I'm talking all the time to the crossbenchers, and I'm finding them to be very receptive.
One last thing, as Education Minister and a South Australian, this will no doubt be of interest to you. The Australian National University has divested of investments in several companies, including Santos and Iluka Resources, because it's pursuing what it calls an ethical investment strategy. Are these socially wayward companies in your view?
No, they're not.
And is there anything at all that, as Education Minister, that you can do about that?
Sadly, no. The universities govern themselves, but I do think to suggest that companies like Santos and Iluka, which are both excellent companies, are somehow not ethical investments is a bizarre decision.
Christopher Pyne, thank you.
Thank you.
Christopher Pyne is the Education Minister.